When I was 12, I killed a man, and I ate his flesh. And I was really sad about it, so I messed with my fingers and other things. So my thoughts cut, and then I had to kill her.
Hi, welcome to the Cultureversity.
I was about to do it.
Episode 8. Welcome, bitches. We own you all now for an hour of your life.
Fucking Travis.
Unless this goes long.
I'm Travis.
Travis isn't here right now.
They're impatient.
He doesn't belong to the podcast anymore. You're not one of us.
I'm sorry.
And it's really doing it for me.
Oh, I keep forgetting there's a camera up there, and I keep wanting to rub my nips.
I don't think there's a camera. Travis, where are you going?
Okay, Travis.
Anyways, we don't need him. We are doing it in a room.
Damn, Travis American.
With a security camera. And at this time, we are unsure if it is recording us.
YOLO!
I left.
So
that's what the door opening and closing was.
Should we explain where we are?
We're in
a restaurant.
We're in the Partridge in a Pear Tree.
We're in a Partridge in a Pear Tree. We're in the back of a restaurant that we're going to be using for recording. We have special permissions.
As in, John owns the fucking place.
I own the building, but that's not the important part.
It's important restaurant.
It is.
If you live in Georgia. If not, then go to hell.
Right. Or I guess then why are you even listening?
I guess we'll go to hell.
Y'all should come visit.
I don't have time for you, but not us.
It's located in Rome, Georgia. Come visit the restaurant.
Go from at 11111111111101.
Broad Street.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the thing that happened in Futurama. Bender said a prayer.
What's Futurama?
Because he found robot
Simpsons
Jesus.
In the future. Yeah.
He said a prayer. He was just like 00101001102.
Now today we have a special treat.
That's
and by special treat, I said that I mean that we actually have topics for today.
No, you shut your fucking mouth.
I know, right?
And we have a black guy. Holy fuck!
What? Remember episode 2? We have 2 black guys.
Oh. You know who else is black?
Who?
Batman.
My dick.
Oh, shit. I'm pretty sure he's not.
He's black.
He's black on the outside.
He's black on the outside.
White on the inside.
White on the inside.
Okay. Like an Oreo?
Yeah, he's an Oreo.
Okay. Like Eminem?
Kinky.
Oh, shit, can I say that?
No, Eminem's the other way around. Oh, he's okay. White on the outside, black on the inside.
So here are our topics. E3 just happened recently.
What's E3?
That was fun. The Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Hey, for all you dumb fucks that don't know what it is.
I actually had a person ask me the other day because she only saw E3 in 2013. She said, if it was E3 in 2013, why isn't it E5 this year?
Well, that's because she's a dumb bitch.
Well, she asked...
Whoa, chill out.
She asked... It was actually Amy from episode 4. She asked...
Well, then,
crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
I hold
asked
my statement.
Asked the crowd for that. So, yeah, Jacob, I don't know if you tuned in for E3 at all. We're a little late.
I would have, but... I was on vacation.
Okay, Jacob.
But normally I try and keep up with
it. Right. Now, Travis and I both watched it.
Great.
I was very satisfied this year.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know that it's kind of been, like, lackluster recently.
Y'all need to tell me everything that happened.
Okay.
I'm behind.
Well, I'll just give you the highlights. Microsoft announced backwards compatibility with the 360
I
on the Xbox
I saw that.
One.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
So Fallout 4, right? And the Microsoft thing, the guy from Fallout or whatever, Bethesda, went out and said that.
No. Rob go ahead.
Who cares? He's cool. He said that when the game launches, they're going to have a PC mod support for Xbox One.
Yes. Now,
that'll be really cool.
It's not actually exclusive. They did say it would eventually be multi-platform.
Yeah, they did.
But they didn't give a time window on that. Yeah, I thought it was really
basically
cool.
Forever.
PS4 announced a bunch of stuff people wanted. One of them I'm pretty skeptical about. We'll get into that, though. The highlights were they announced the remake of Final Fantasy VII. They brought back The Last Guardian, which is made by the people who made Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, and that one went silent, like 6 fucking years ago?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, we're making a new game. Yay.
Yeah.
See you in a decade.
Pretty much.
Nice.
And then they also announced a Kickstarter for Shenmue 3, which people were very excited about, that I have problems with, but we'll get to that in just a little bit.
It's like a cult classic of video games.
But that's not the point. I have no problem with the game itself.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then Nintendo a bunch announced new stuff. People were kind of disappointed, though.
From Nintendo?
Yeah, because they announced a Metroid game that wasn't really a Metroid game. Aww. And they announced a couple of Animal Crossing games that weren't really Animal Crossing games.
That's weird.
Well, Nintendo has a policy where they don't feel like you have to make a new character to make a new type of game.
Yeah.
And it's cool, But it does lead to this misleading thing where they show the Animal Crossing logo and everyone's like, but then it's like a Mario Party kind of style game.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's kind of, you know, I think it's cool. I'm going to get it. And to have a Tom Nook and an Isabelle amiibo, I'm losing my fucking shit over here, dude. To love both. Tom Nook is, I love both of them so much. Oh, my gosh. But Jacob's going to be the weirdest logo. But, but, yeah, I thought Nintendo showed some cool stuff. They had the World Championship for the first time in, like, what? Was it 25 years?
Since before we all were born,
yeah.
Apparently.
It's been a long time. It's basically like it's like an esports competition. They had like 8 people they chose, 8 people who competed. Ego Raptor from the Game Grumps was in it.
Yeah.
Did pretty well.
Yeah.
There was actually a girl from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
What?
Her name was Bananas, and she was Precious.
She was very skinny.
Precious Bananas?
Well, no. Well, she was like kind of like small and cutesy, and like, she had like curly red hair. Shout out to Bananas. Hey, girl, what's up?
Is your girlfriend going to be jealous?
Oh my gosh, it is awkward. Because Bananas is from Lawrenceville. As is my girlfriend.
Oh snap. Uh-oh. Maybe she knows. Maybe they went to school.
Oh god.
Maybe.
Sounds like
maybe
John has a new reason to visit Lawrenceville.
Scapegoat. So how about that Batman?
How about that backwards compatibility?
Wait, let me see something.
Okay.
In like the World Championships, they showed a game, Super Mario Maker, where people like make Mario levels based on four different Mario games. Mario 3, Mario World.
And they're like new Super Mario.
And then the new Mario Super Mario and some other crap. Yeah, Mario 2, I think.
Oh, maybe it might have been Yoshi's Story? No. Nah. Anyway, it's just different Mario from different generations.
And
graphics
it's crazy.
It's
you know,
cool.
People make whatever they want. And there was, you know, there was a part of one of the levels where it was like you know, the Hammer Bros. The turtles that throw the hammer. There's a Hammer Bro with another one on top of them, with another one on top of that one. You know the bloopers, the squid guys?
Yeah.
A big one of those on top of the third Hammer Bro with three other ones behind it, because the point was you have to jump over it, and those would jut out, and they were little bitty. And they were all on a giant bomb.
Yeah. I do like these types of games, because I realize that they take hard work to develop, because you got to make these tools easy and robust and all that. But it's basically just like, we made a tool, go make our game for us. And then everyone loses their shit.
Yeah.
Like Little Big Planet 2, I know someone remade like the first dungeon in Legend of Zelda 1.
Like that Disney Infinity game where you just made your own levels?
Yeah, where it's just like, we made a game, go back.
They were like, oh, here's a bunch of stuff, go make our game.
Yeah, to be fair, that's fucking Minecraft.
Yeah.
Which is doing very well.
People love that.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really cool. I mean, Fallout 4, obviously, that's a big one. I hate to be a bandwagon guy, but...
Yeah.
Of course, I've been waiting for that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the mods are awesome, and it's coming out this year, which is, you know...
A little crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how... People died. that never got leaked. The game didn't get leaked. The release date didn't get leaked. The release date kind of got leaked, but it got leaked on websites. Like, when people would pre-order it, it'd be, like, estimated shipping date, like, 2015.
Yeah.
But that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have a release date for a game. They just put one on there anyway that's usually, like, December 31st of whatever year it is.
Yeah.
So it could have been anything. But that's at a good press conference. I didn't watch it, but that's what I heard the most buzz about.
Yeah, they did.
Go ahead. You were saying
it was their first press conference.
Yeah, ever. And they pretty much won the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I have a question about the backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
How is that going to work with Xbox Live? Did they say anything about that?
I think they
said it was just going to work.
Mm-hmm. It's just your 360 games are on your one.
Like me and you will be able to play like Battlefield.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Now the thing is though, is that it is going to come in batches. It's not going to be everything's going to be compatible with launch.
Yeah.
Right now it's in like beta with like Xbox Preview, is it called?
Yeah.
So are you just going to have to buy a new system, or is that going to be a system update?
It's an update. All free.
That's pretty cool.
And they're going to have. I think they're going to release a couple hundred.
They basically created an emulator.
All right.
But it'll actually be stable.
Nice.
Because the problem with emulators is that they don't actually release hardware specs. Like, they release, like, processor stuff like that, but the real nitty-gritty that makes a system, that's not public.
Yeah.
So when people make emulators, they literally are just feeling around in the dark, which is why they're always sloppy, or they crash all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of messy work, emulating it. But I thought one of the funniest parts about it was that they talked to the Sony CEO about it, and he was like, are you going to do that? He was like, probably not.
Yeah.
He was really impressed.
Damn.
Yeah, he's like, I cannot imagine the engineering behind what they're doing. I'm like, no, we will probably not be doing that. We might.
Yeah,
probably not.
See, I've always sort of found it weird that they don't do that. Because, I mean, they already know how to work the Xbox 360 games. It, I feel like it shouldn't be that hard.
You would think, but yeah. And I think that's what everyone thought originally last year.
Because that's like the PS3 originally came out, being able to play PS2 and PS1 games, like just.
Well, they changed the architecture. You'll know more about that than I will, but they completely changed it, so it's more like a computer now, and it just wasn't transmutable, I guess.
Oh, okay.
There actually was a thing this time. At the first, everyone was like, yeah. But now that like Xbox is doing it and Sony's like shying away from it, now everyone's kind of like, okay, well, it might be something to this.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the consensus of Sony's reason for not doing it. I seem to see is like that it's hard.
Yeah. That's basically what they said.
Basically it.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult. We're not going to do it.
Yeah. They're like, we gave you fucking Final Fantasy VII. Now, there is something I want to point out in Final Fantasy VII. In that announcement, there was very specific wording. It was like, on PlayStation 4, first.
Oh, yeah.
And they kept saying that. Because it was presented, like everything at a press conference, it was presented as an exclusive.
Yeah.
But they kept saying, on PS4 first.
Yeah.
So, multi-platform. It's kind of like the Fallout 4 mods. They said, on Xbox One.
First.
Well, they didn't even say first. They just didn't say anything. They're like, on Xbox One now, you know, with release. But they didn't say, like, exclusively, you know, first. Mm-hmm. And so, ambiguous wording. You got to kind of... E3, you gotta read into that shit. This is how we got into, like, the... That's why, I when I watched the Ubisoft press conference... I take it all through a grain of salt.
After, all of it?
Yeah, all of it. After the fucking Watch Dogs stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't mad about that, but, like, you know, fool me once.
Yeah, it's kind of cute, yeah.
Yeah, now I know. This is what happens. If you pull shit, I'm going to be skeptical of you.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, of course, with E3, they showed a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
And pretty cool new stuff. Like, a whole new IP. I think the coolest one that I saw was called Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I was talking about.
It's like a... It's weird, it's like civilization, or like modern civilization, is kind of decayed, and now people live in tribes and stuff. So it's kind of like, got at least the tribe that the main characters...
Also,
like
robot dinosaurs.
Yeah. Tribe. And she hunts dinosaurs that are robots.
I like how you really skirted around the whole point.
I was going to say that last.
It's
Jesus.
The future. Society has decayed. You're
it's
a tribal.
Future Native Americans
you
that
run
fight
around
dinosaurs
trees.
That are robots.
They're scavenging and crafting a dynamic crafting system with maybe even hundreds of ingredients that funnel all into the same potions and a fast travel system. And it's third person. Oh, so there's some fucking robot dinosaurs.
You say that for last.
That's the whole point,
though. Yeah, for yeah. Yeah, it was cool. It was like
robot dinosaurs. Just
like that. Boba and stuff.
Yeah,
it was Native American.
Yeah, what is this? The year that Assassin's Creed 3 came out when everything had a bow.
Dude, bows are awesome.
I think that same year we got the new Tomb Raider, Crysis 3, and Assassin's Creed 3, and all of them had people with bows on the cover. Yeah. And now Call of Duty, whatever this one is.
That's because people get hyped whenever they think of like a ranged weapon that has no. Sound to it.
Well, it's retro. I can't wait till we hit the musket phase. Like, it's like
Crisis
No one's gonna like that, though. Everyone's gonna be pissed off about that because it'll take 10 years to reload it.
No, it's a future, though, Jacob. It's a future musket. It's a future musket. No,
so then it's a regular gun.
Imagine this, if you will. E3 2017, right?
Yeah.
Todd, what's-his-name from Bethesda, gets up on stage, right? Like, we're announcing Fallout Old Vegas. And the guy...
Old Vegas, it just takes period here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's not
it's
even,
before the apocalypse.
Right, exactly. It's like a guy, it's like a desolate wasteland, right? He's walking through, he whips out a gun, starts putting gunpowder in it, and then like, puts it in the cotton ball, and then the pellet, and then he starts stuffing in. Crowd goes fucking nuts.
Yeah, they would. You know,
yeah.
It's like a 20-minute video of this guy loading a gun, and then...
He could sell that. You
he
know
points...
Could.
He points at his
trailer.
Target, shoots, and it just goes off to the side. And they just laugh. Everyone's just like, yes, yes.
That's E3 in a nutshell, though. It's like, you know, for this one, we listened to fan feedback, and it impacted our game. So in this one, you'll be able to toggle the audio. And
that's what we wanted!
That's E3 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
you can pick up ammo on this one now. Holy shit!
You can pick up ammo. I always like the ones where it's like they don't tell you what it is.
Yeah,
it's like we know you want this. Here you go.
Yeah, that's basically E3. Now, I do want to talk about. I'm going to talk some shit.
Okay.
About Shenmue 3 Kickstarter, right?
Yeah.
So it's a Kickstarter for a game, which means the game does not exist,
mm-hmm.
but they're promising something. Sony has already said they're backing it up. Mm-hmm. They have the funding.
Yeah.
But you can kickstart it anyways.
Yeah.
So it's saying, and now,
kind of weird.
Right, and the people who are really excited about this is saying people who are in, like, this huge anti-pre-order craze. I don't know if you've heard about that. It's a big movement to not pre-order. Because, like, don't buy a game before it's out, because this is how companies pull stuff on us, like Watch Dogs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then they're like, oh, go kickstart Shenmue 3. It's like, Shenmue 3 has fucking funding. You're buying a game that doesn't exist, which is pre-ordering even more, because when you pre-order, that
it's
at least
the ultimate pre-order.
Right, it is. It's pre-ordering times 10, but this one's cool, because it's Shenmue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a GoFundMe, not
yeah. Now, I have to say, this opinion does come from Funhouse, the YouTube channel, because they pointed it out to me, and I was like, holy shit. They're fucking right.
That's valid point.
Yeah, I was. So, I mean, everyone wants it, mm-hmm. but it is kind of like, you know, come on, guys. Especially when it's stuff like, it's like, oh, we hit $2 million in 24 hours. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh. And that's like, it took $70 million to make the first one. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going to get? Sony's going to kick in there.
I don't want to get off on a tangent on this, but you reminded me of something. You know how the guy who made Castlevania and the team is making
Bloodstained.
Yeah, Bloodstained. Mm-hmm. That's like the most kickstarted game ever.
I thought that was Star Citizen.
Me too.
I thought it was like at $10 million, the most Kickstarter game on Kickstarter. I'm like, Star Citizen capped at $77 million.
It might be like in reference to what their goal is? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like Star Citizen would cost a lot of money to make.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up. Yeah. We're so informed here on Cultureversy.
Yay.
We are.
I read the news once!
I hate the news.
John was in the news.
Than sad.
Shut up. Go ahead, Chaz.
That does it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good on him.
Channel
cool.
2, go to hell.
Channel 2, Action News.
Ooh.
Live at 11.
Ooh, at 11.
Jovita Moore.
Ooh,
I think that's her name. I think that's actually her name. Jovita Moore.
Everyone go tweet at Jovita Moore and ask her what time she's going to be on.
Yeah.
Yo, baby, what's your time slot?
Oh. Hey, girl.
Don't do that.
Please do that.
All three of you out there, please
do it.
All three of you.
Do it now.
All two of you out there in San Jose who listen to us, don't.
We had
some dude. He's on to me.
Yeah. Well,
we had some person from the UK, didn't
we? Yeah, we had a couple. We had a couple from the Philippines. Sorry to know if those are actual people, though, or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like doing that.
Whoa, chill out.
Because we can get stats on where people are listening from. Uh-huh. And so I want to call people out. So there's just some guy in San Jose just like, holy shit. Yeah, this one's out to you. You beautiful thing. Just you.
If George, you're actually listening to us, tweet us at Mary. Cultureversy. Is it? I think it's at
just
Cultureversy.
It's just Cultureversy.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't include
just at Cultureversy.
Please let us know that you exist.
Yeah, tweet at us. We'll say hi.
Tweet me on my
desperate.
Facebook and follow
I'll
me on my Facebook.
I'll give you my personal Snapchat if you tweet at us.
I'll stab
he
my
actually
arm
will.
With a fork.
I will.
Jacob will actually give out. Do you want to just give it out now?
No, I don't want to give it out now.
Why not?
Because I want to make sure I'm not giving it to like some robot that's going to put it on a list.
What if we blow up?
What do you
and
mean?
And we get like a million views
this
on this one
episode.
It's going to
be the same thing.
No, it won't.
It will be.
For me to direct message someone my Snapchat name is completely different.
How are you going to make sure that they're actually like people, though?
I mean...
The future is now, Jacob. I've seen Ex Machina. I know what happens with robots.
What?
They trick you.
Oh, robots.
They trick you.
Let me see.
They talk to you. I'll be like, how are you today? And the robot's like, I'm good. How are you today, John? I'm like, you know my name. That's disarming. How are you?
That's disarming.
That's actually a joke from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Which I've just gotten into, and it's fucking great. I know I'm a little late to the party, but everyone's
okay.
Jump on that train.
So my Snapchat is KINGJO.
Hey, Jacob.
Yeah?
Can we not?
Yeah.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
I'll go along for the ride.
So, other things we're going to talk about, unless you guys don't want to talk more about
E3. I'm good.
We're going to talk about Batman Arkham Knight just came out.
It did.
And unless you're GameSpot, you're enjoying it right now.
I mean, they gave it a 7. That doesn't
mean,
it doesn't mean to hate it.
That means
the guy who reviewed it hit the Batmobile.
It does when in relevancy to having a 91 on Metacritic.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
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 That is the thing. If it was all like 8s, that wouldn't even pop up. But I get what you're saying. If you don't like the Batmobile in this game, which I don't understand because I like the Batmobile in this game.
It's pretty great.
It controls tight. The tank mode's cool. If you don't, you're fucked.
You dig a car that weighs probably, I don't even want to know how much. Yeah. And it's huge. Yeah. Wouldn't corner as well as it does.
No, but it does. And even has easy turning mechanics. It's just well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't like it, you're pretty much shit out of luck.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how would you even find that out. It's not like it's a previous game.
Because they don't tell you a lot. It's just like, they tell you about Batmobile. They tell you a little bit about the game, but not enough to like not be surprised by everything.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. And I like it. I think it's fun. I think it's cool because it has stuff like you can use it for like takedowns. You get like Batmobile assisted takedowns. You basically throw it in the air and it shoots them, but doesn't kill them for whatever. Batman money. But it's super cool.
Shoot them with pennies.
Yeah, you shoot them with like wads of 20s.
Wads of hundreds.
I'm so, yeah, it's an apology.
He made dollar bills.
Yeah.
He made a new bill, thousands. Just so you can prove how rich he was.
It's got Bruce Wayne on it. He's like, don't read into that. That doesn't mean anything. Because I'm not him. Why would I be?
He's my favorite philanthropist. Of this.
He's super cool. You should hang out with him. Jacob, get off your fucking phone.
Hey, don't call me.
Contribute to the conversation.
Don't call me out on that.
I will call you
out. I didn't see E3. I can't contribute to the conversation.
We're not talking about E3. And you would know that if you weren't on your phone.
So?
So my point proven.
Dang.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
Bitch.
If you agree
see,
with me or
talking,
Jacob.
But no, y'all like, are talking about the Batman bullshit, and I don't know about that either.
Oh, yeah.
You swoop around. You're the Batman.
I'm listening.
Swoopies.
I'm listening, just not talking, because I don't have anything to say.
Anyway, I think one of my favorite things about it is there's more things you can do as him that kind of fit.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Like when you're the glide kick, right?
Yeah.
When you're about to glide kick a dude, there's an ability you can get where like when you're in that mode of going to a guy, you can like throw batarangs or a bunch of other crap. You can bat call a dude and crap.
You can glide kick out of your car.
Yeah, that too.
Which is great. I don't think Batman really understands the core concept of what doesn't kill people, but when you're going 80 miles per hour and launch yourself out of a car into a dude's chest with your feet in, like, metal armor, that kills people.
He should be through them.
That kills people, dude.
Onto road?
Onto asphalt?
Onto asphalt.
That guy's dead.
That guy's dead.
That motherfucker ain't bouncing back.
Nah.
He might bounce off the road.
I mean, yeah, he bounced pretty hard. It's true, though! It's so fun.
I'm pretty sure that guy made it.
Yeah. I mean, there's not really much to say about that game, though. Because it's fun, it's good. If you like the Batman games, you're going to like it. If you don't, you're not going to. Hope you like Assassin's Creed style.
And then it's like the...
What about the Lego Batman game?
Oh, that one's
the best.
Does
that mean I'm going to like it?
I like the part where I break things and build them back.
Does that mean I'm going to like it?
I like all like the detail. Look, graphically, the game is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is.
Really good. And there'll be points where, like, it's always raining. There'll be points where...
That would piss me off.
Like, zoom in. I love the rain. I love rain.
Rain pisses me off.
But, like, when the camera will be zoomed in, he'll be on this little arm thing. Arm video screen, because the future. And you'll see, like, water, like, stream down the back of his little helmet thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't happen.
Which feels really realistic because the game really gets me moist, so I have a leaky penis. It's anyways, I don't really want to get into this.
I like when the ninja guys showed up because I like the ninjas.
Ninja guys are cool.
There's ninjas in it.
Yeah, that's all we're gonna say. But there are ninja guys.
Ninja guys.
Batman fights ninjas. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. What? Like, what more do you want out of this, people? Since we're on video games, there's something else I want to talk about, and it doesn't really pertain to either of you.
Yay, great conversation.
But recently the Game Grumps did a special series called Guild Grumps, it was an in-house documentary where only one of them out of the five had played. Also, Game Grumps is a Let's Play style YouTube channel, and only one of the five of them had played World of Warcraft before, or an MMO in general. And so the other four started at level 90 and were trying to get to level 100 in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they all hate MMOs. And so it was just documenting that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I thought the interesting part was that I typically agree with the Game Grumps on, like, their thoughts on game mechanics, but I actually like MMOs, and they don't. So it was very interesting to listen to why they don't like it. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of want to talk to you guys about that kind of stuff, because some of the things that they were talking about they don't like it are some of the similar things that I don't like about other games, but it bugged me in MMOs. I think one of the big complaints I keep hearing about MMOs is that you don't really do anything. You go around, you're told where to go. You say, go over here, do the thing, come back to the guy, do the bigger thing, come back to the guy. get a gun, kill something bigger, you know, get a better gun, kill a bigger thing. And that's the whole game. But I would argue that for the most part, and I'm going to, I don't know if we want to say this, I feel like it's a similar problem that I have with Ocarina of Time, where Ocarina of Time has some simple tricks that make you feel like the game's challenging, but it's just taking your time away from you. For instance, and anyone who played the game has known this, there are a lot of enemies that the way you kill them is you have to wait for them to attack you and then you counterattack them, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no challenge in that. You're waiting.
You wait, and then you press a button.
You wait, and then it... Right. And so, yeah, there's no time... There's, I mean, just timing, but simple timing. And so it makes it feel harder than it is, because it takes your time out, and it makes it... It takes longer, so you're like, oh, that was hard. But it wasn't hard. You just had to wait to hit the guy in the back, right?
Yeah.
And Ocarina of Time is also... It's kind of tour-based, you know? It's like, that's a big world, but they tell you where to go when you're supposed to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's different than something like World of Warcraft, because World of Warcraft is basically like, ooh, hit one. Wait for it, three. Ooh, hold on, one's on, off cooldown. And, you know, it's DDR, but it's the same, I feel like you kind of get the same kind of thing out of it in a way. It's just Zelda paints a prettier picture over it. I'm not saying Zelda's bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to...
You hate Zelda.
I don't, no.
Just
listen,
as much as you hate Star Wars and the Beatles.
You motherfuckers, okay.
Oh, man.
You motherfuckers.
Mobs
last
are
week,
massing right
no,
now.
No, no. Shut the
you,
fuck up.
You haven't even heard you it yet, Travis.
So last week,
you
I
don't
got
even
just
know.
Shit on.
Okay.
Gave a human toilet for the fact that I apparently don't like Star Wars. The whole time, my key lanyard is Star Wars.
Ooh.
That's a lie.
You're looking at it.
I don't
it's,
see
I'm
Star
gonna
Wars.
I'm going to take a fucking picture of it and put it in the fucking link dump, which you can check out on Reddit r/Cultureversy. I'm going to jingle it. It's fucking... He and Jordan Eckert... And I should have seen this coming. Right?
They
teamed up on me.
Dude.
And Jordan Eckert does this great thing where he flusters me immediately.
By giving you a compliment.
He's not even here, and he's flustered
exactly.
you immediately.
Just the thought of that bitch calling me out gets me worked up.
Okay. I love you, Jordan.
Okay, so you say flustered as in furious.
Yeah.
Furious.
He says, and the whole time he's just like, oh, you don't like Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. And I had this motherfucker in my pocket, and I didn't whip it out. I don't know, because I was flustered. And
That's
then,
your own
and
he was angry and thus irrational.
I was! So fuck you, Jacob. That's the point of this. Because you knew, too. You all knew. You all could have said, John, what about the dead? No, you did it, but for the show. Which gives me mixed feelings. Don't you give me your fucking card. I will fucking curb stomp your ass. This is fine, because my main complaint I keep getting about the show is that, you know, for a show that's a play on the word controversy, everyone gets along. So fuck you, Jacob. Fuck you, Travis, by proxy.
Whoa. I wasn't even there.
Yay. Hatred.
I had a bunch of stuff we want to talk about M&Ms, but fuck it. You know, it's fine.
That new Star Wars game is amazing.
Battlefront.
Looking.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's like a Star Wars fight or whatever in a game. It's kind of ridiculous.
It looks good.
There's a lot of stuff that looks like scripted and cinematic.
But Travis, aren't. I hate it. Because it's Star Wars.
I only look into Fallout. That's all I care about right now.
I'm so glad we have
this
show.
Just look into it, though.
That's,
look at the bitches.
That's all I care about
so
is Fallout.
Because it's like Battlefield,
I don't
but
care.
Not.
I've never cared about a Star Wars game.
Me neither.
The only Star Wars game...
right here.
The only Star Wars game I've cared about has been Lego Star Wars, and that's because I was 10.
But last episode,
he spent a solid 30 minutes...
Now, the movies are a different
like
thing. The movies
Wars.
Are a different
just
thing.
Check it out for me.
Just because you don't give a fuck about the games doesn't mean you can't like the movies. And you don't like the movies.
I like the movies! I do! I just think they're overrated!
We're not getting back into this, John.
No, Jacob, please, for me, please just look at it.
Look
please.
At what?
Gosh darn.
Star Wars Battlefront.
I'm so
I don't
hot
wanna.
Right now.
Please.
My
body
temperature.
You like Battlefront?
Take me to see the Kingsman and I will, bitch.
You want
to
talk about it?
Yeah, I do.
On. Let's spend the rest
no,
of
no.
our time. I feel
listen.
Like we fill, hold on, let me. I feel like we can fill the rest of our time slot. I don't even know how long we have, but I feel like we can fill it up with all the things that have pissed Jacob off in between the last recording and now.
Okay, we'll do it.
I'm
okay.
down with that.
Yeah,
do
all right, Jacob.
Okay.
We'll start with the Kingsman. That's fresh.
We'll start with the Kingsman.
Wait,
so
I just wanted to say that he still has his shirt off. So
I
when he turns red
off.
From pure rage, it's his chest and everything. Like
okay,
sunburn.
So
it'll be great.
I was working. They went and saw the Kingsman. I'm fine with that. I respect
Sorry.
That. I was working. There was nothing they could do about that. I don't want them to cancel their plans because I couldn't go.
However.
But since then, I've been told at least, I don't know, 7-8 times that Travis would take me to go see the Kingsman.
Were all those from me?
All of them were from you. Okay, you're the only person that's promised that.
I didn't promise.
I haven't seen the Kingsman yet.
And we're always bringing it up. Yeah, and earnestly, I say to Jacob, like, twice a week, oh, wait, have you seen the Kingsman?
And these fuckers still.
We'll get it. Is it on Blu-ray?
Yeah, we'll get our Blu-ray. I don't believe you, Travis. You're dead to me. And the only thing is, I've been holding off seeing it, like going and just watching it myself, because I've been waiting for this fucker to say, okay, let's go see the Kingsman.
We keep bringing it up.
Yeah, we do. You keep bringing it up.
I do, I keep forgetting. I always assume he's watched it.
So yeah, I haven't seen the Kingsman yet.
Oh, it's a good movie. Remember that one part towards the end? Well, oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah, that one. About the Kingsman
because we saw it with Remember when he kills the dude?
That remember, was very remember we invited Josiah and Brandon?
Yeah. They liked it.
They did.
Brandon.
They always
worried about Josiah. Brandon.
Brandon's a part of this group.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to these.
He doesn't. Because he asked me the other day, yeah, how's that show thing going?
Exactly.
Yeah. But why? There's another thing I want to talk about, Jacob. Because something awesome happened.
Yeah.
And this was, and at the time, I had to put on this charade about how I was also angry, but I was giddy the whole time about it.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob and I.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob and I went down to Lawrenceville, Georgia with a bunch of other people. They were going to stay the night at a friend's house. It was a big get-together. A bunch of people from college.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an event going on in Atlanta. Jacob is so upset. His face is so upset looking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we went to this to a club called
you
Opera.
You
want to
get a picture right now? So you can
I do want to get a picture of shirtless, angry Jacob. And so we go there for this event. And I'm sorry, I can't. I know I'm supposed to be talking, but this picture.
I'll just take a picture.
And some shit went down.
Oh,
it looks.
John thinks it was the greatest thing in the world.
Tell a story, man.
I want Jacob to tell
it. Yeah, he tells the story. So why are you telling it? Let's get the full experience
so,
here.
It begins with a normal night of we're going down to Atlanta. Normal thing, nothing wrong. We get to the nightclub. We pull into the parking lot that is literally connected to the nightclub. Okay.
Now we're behind another car.
We're following Alaysia and Summer and Jasmine. Bitches. So we're following them. We pull into the parking lot, and I'm not used to Atlanta. I don't go to Atlanta. I don't go to parties. I don't give a fuck about
it. We're nerds.
It's too much money. I don't give a fuck. And so we pull in. They stop, talk to the guy that's giving out the parking passes, whatever, and then start pulling away further into the parking lot. And so I pull up, the guy's like, it's $20. I say, okay, hand him $20, get a parking pass from him, and then start following my friends. My friends go out an entrance that I didn't even know was in the fucking parking lot. Just the back side of the parking lot has another entrance, and they just go out.
And this is where it begins.
They just go out. They just go. Gone. And so John calls them, and they're like...
No, in their defense, I got a call from them.
You got a call from them.
I got a call from them.
Okay.
I'll give him a little bit of cred.
And so they're telling me to go get my money back and follow them after they've already gone down the street. I don't know where they are. I don't know Atlanta. Don't know what the fuck happened to them. They disappeared and then was like, go get your money back and come park with us. And I'm like, I don't know where the fuck you are.
Or where I am. For that
or
matter.
Where I am. Yeah. Okay. So all that happens.
So we go and we wait for him.
We wait for him.
For about 30 minutes.
Where?
Probably about 45.
In front of the club. 30 to 45
minutes. 30 to 45 minutes, we stood there, out of line for the club,
right,
just by ourselves on the street corner,
and I called
while people are walking by, getting in line, all this other shit.
Right. Now, Jacob's a little perturbed at this point. He's starting to get visibly a little
yeah,
anxious.
It was upsetting because they were taking so fucking long to go park.
Yeah, they were.
And every time we called them, oh, we're parking now.
Yeah.
That was literally every time we called them, like, yeah, we're parking now. And it's like, how long does it take to fucking park?
It was like a ticket issue.
Apparently they were having a problem with the machine. I don't give a fuck.
It was not conveyed to us at the time.
It wasn't.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, we're probably going to click.
Yeah. 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 Eventually they get there. At this point,
and so finally they walk up. We get in line.
Jacob has no chill.
No.
I'm giddy.
I'm sort of done at that point. Yeah, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Great podcast story.
And so excited. We get in line, wait in line for another like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Finally get to where they're IDing people. And this was all set up by Alasia. Alasia. Fucking Alasia.
Yeah, fuck you.
Set up by Alasia. John, you can't say that to her.
Go fuck yourself, Alasia.
All right. That's a strong relationship. So, we finally get to where they're IDing people, and the guy's like, oh, it's 21 and up.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck?
This is not a 21 and up club.
It's not. It's typically not a 21 and up.
What they do is that when they see you're under 21 from your ID, they mark you, so they can't. So
typically, that's what they do, so that you can't, you know, walk up and say, "Oh, hey, I want alcohol." They put something on your hand or something like that.
This was an event, so it turns out it's actually 21 and up.
It was apparently 21 and up because it was an open bar, some bullshit like that.
Right. So now Jacob's upset.
So I'm even more upset.
This was. I want to say that. I just want to interject. This was kind of a cold anger.
Coldest.
It was not that you could feel.
No,
it.
It was fucking hot out there.
But you know, but well, yeah, it was hot as fuck. A woman actually passed out from heat exhaustion.
Oh, yeah,
this is all to the backdrop of fire truck lights and ambulance.
Oh, yeah,
and cops. Yeah. But no, it was a cold. It was a dull anger because I was like, oh man, Jake, we pissed. And looked over him. I was like, oh no, he just looks dead on the inside.
It was just.
He just looks done.
Yeah.
And so, then we go stand on the street corner a little more to find out what we're doing.
Yeah.
Eventually, Summer disappears.
Summer vacates the premises.
Just disappears.
Like, literally? Like,
yeah.
Gone.
And then starts calling us and telling her to go to her car.
Right.
So we're like, wait, we don't know where the fuck you are. Why are we going to your car?
So
we
go to her car.
We walk to her car.
Which is, I want to point out.
Literally
down
a block down the road.
It took them 30 minutes to get
It took them 30 minutes to park a block down the fucking
road. Yeah, when they were
looking
to go to Summer's car, I was like,
and
this
the thing is
going to be a trek.
It's like we were standing there for like 10 minutes. And John goes, I think that's their car. It's like right down the block. We could see it. And John goes, I think that's their car. And so we're calling them. They're like, we're parking. Finally, they show up. Okay. And so all that happens, whatever.
Yeah.
We go down to her car, which is a block down the road, complete bullshit, and stand there for another,
30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, 30 to 45 minutes.
30 to 45 minutes later.
We were waiting for Summer.
Go to her car.
Yeah, and she'll meet.
And apparently, Alasia is supposed to be finding out information from her and all
this
bullshit. She's not finding out shit.
The Shadow Broker from Mass Effect. She is not.
So,
love you, babe.
Eventually, after standing there for 35 minutes and not getting shit information from Alasia,
Jacob did help a car.
I helped like three cars get out of parking spots.
He helped
a
guy who didn't speak English back out of a parking space.
Cool. Yeah.
For like 15 minutes and then tried to help another guy park in the same spot.
And the bitch wouldn't park there. He was halfway in. All he had to do was fucking pull in the spot, but he was being a bitch and wouldn't do it.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
It doesn't end. We're still going.
Yeah. Okay,
so. You're waiting for someone to get back.
I finally, since Alasia's not getting information from Summer, I call Summer and find out what the fuck's going on. And apparently she's somewhere with Crystal on the way back to her car. Okay.
Right.
So me and John run whenever Crystal finally shows up.
We were sitting on another block, and then Crystal, there's like four lanes of traffic, the two going each way.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there's
yeah.
two next and to us.
It's Atlanta, so it's pretty much sort of standstill.
Yeah, it's
I mean, you know, it's moving, but not a lot. Right. It's enough where we can just run out into the street and get in a car and it's not a big deal.
And so the two
this is exactly what you do.
In the third lane from us.
Yeah.
So two lanes
the third
of traffic,
lane,
a third lane, Crystal pulls up.
Crystal pulls up brakes. Summer gets out. Me and John run and get in.
Well, she just stops the car and says, get in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we run and get in.
Crystal guns it.
Crystal guns it.
In the speed limit.
And we go to a hookah bar where me, John, and Crystal sit there for...
30 to 45 minutes?
No,
this
10
was
minutes.
Only 5 to 10.
It was only like 10 minutes.
It was, these were
and then all of a sudden,
Josiah
and Jasmine walk up.
They're just there, yeah.
We're like, where's Summer and Alaysia? And they're like, oh, they went to go get Danny. I'm like, what the fuck?
They went to go home.
Yeah. They went to go get Danny. And we were like, okay, so they'll just be coming back and meeting us, whatever. So we finally, like, after sitting down and whatever, because Amber was already there, so we went and sit with her and chill out. And we called them, and they're like, oh, no, we got Danny and decided to go home. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Jacob has no chill. And that's when Jacob just literally said, fuck it.
He
bought Josiah's dinner.
I bought Josiah's dinner. I bought my own dinner.
He bought a hookah.
I did the hookah.
Jacob spent $85 that night.
Yeah,
between
85.
The parking
and
that.
No. That didn't count.
Oh, you had to pay the guy
parking.
For. No, Crystal paid the guy for parking. We had to pay to park at that restaurant.
Yeah. Crystal paid that.
Yeah, that's what
I paid. Was it $85 before or after the parking? I don't remember. It was a shit ton of money that night.
I reimbursed him $10.
Way more than it should have been, but. At that point, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care at all.
And I had to pretend two things. I had to pretend that the shoes I was wearing weren't actually cutting my heels, and they were. I have straps on my heels still. I had the wrong socks. They were showing, and they're like those shoes that you use, like loafers. You can't show socks. Uh-huh. I can't show people that I wear a thing that I'm supposed to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pretend that I wasn't just ecstatic. Because I'm like, Jacob, it's okay, man. I understand. This is pretty bullshit. Or whatever. And in my head, I'm just like, podcast! Podcast!
Yeah, John was happy about it. I was not. I think what pissed me off the most was the lack of communication.
It was pretty...
Because they weren't telling us shit.
They were being slippery fish. It was.
They were like, it's like we'd call them and they would like not give any information.
I think that kind of contributed to my, like... The part where I would be pissed off, well, of course it would just be feeding it the whole time, but the point where it would be like, where are you? Oh, we decided to go home.
Yeah.
I'd probably hit
it. It's like, oh, well, we got Danny and went home, and I'm like, what the actual fuck?
They just told us to slow down on the way back, and they wouldn't tell us. They'd be, like, slow
down. We were going back, like, 2 minutes from their house, and they're like, oh, slow down. And we're like... Why? We're already on the way there. We're ready to be at the fucking house and be done with this night. And they're like, y'all just
sped up.
They're like, y'all just take your time. Take your time. And I'm like,
no, they didn't say take your time. I said, slow down. When we got there, I asked Alaysia about it. She said, oh, we knew you once when you guys got here, we'd get lively again. And we wanted to rest a little bit.
Now, they told us on the phone it was because they were putting on their pajamas.
Yeah, Josiah was fucking gone. He was so tired.
The second we got there, he was just on the ground.
Well, he was asleep in the car, and we were in Jacob's car, which has like the subwoofers and all that.
Yeah.
So like, he's playing trap music that's literally vibrating my chest.
And Josiah was asleep. He's using the vibrations.
He's such
like
a cute.
He is
he's a little kitty cat.
Yeah, and then he fell asleep in all his clothes and shoes.
Someone
fell on him.
I didn't realize he had his shoes on.
Someone fell on Josiah, and Josiah didn't wake up.
I would have drew something on his face.
Should have.
That's a party foul.
God.
I didn't realize he had his shoes on.
I think he did.
Damn.
I just saw him flop on the floor.
That's
so
upsetting.
Someone put a blanket down and a pillow, and he just dropped.
Yeah.
Call it a pallet where I'm from.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pallet.
What is that? What do you mean,
a pallet? A pillow and a blanket on the
floor. A blanket on the floor is a pallet.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's American.
I get in trouble every time I bring up the devil beating his wife.
He's a city boy over
there. No one gets in trouble.
Have you guys heard that?
I've never heard
it.
How is this just me?
I mean, you've told me what it is, so I know what it is now. But before that...
Apparently.
No, like, actually...
The devil beating his wife. The devil doesn't have a wife.
I know, listen. Okay. Across America, you know, they have different sayings for what it... For, like, when it's raining with the sun out. It's typically called the sun shower. In the state of Georgia, and it's the only place they say it... They say the devil's beating his wife.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, because I've heard it other places, because I didn't come up with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, listen, he's giving me a look. No, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell it.
I started bringing this up. I said, oh, the devil's beating his wife. And everyone gave me this look.
What the
hell? Everyone gave me the what the fuck look. Yeah, I was like, well, it's raining the sun out. And no one's heard of it. I haven't lived in Georgia nearly as long as you guys have.
Close.
Maybe you need to sleep on some pallets more often.
You've lived here your whole life.
Yeah.
I only lived here for like 9 years.
Yeah, I actually knew that.
Yeah.
Like, down to the number.
Yeah.
I was like,
maybe you're just hanging
long?
Out with the wrong people.
Maybe.
That's the problem.
Apparently.
You're not hanging out with real Southern people.
Hanging out
real
with
Georgians.
Real Georgian people, man. That's not cool.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
Learn what a pallet is. Like,
I
damn.
A pallet's a thing that you take a forklift and you lift it up. And it's like, look at all this. Look at all this.
That's a pallet.
Ketchup containers for the Sam's Club.
A pallet is also.
Do you want to buy 12 pounds of ketchup? That's the only size it comes in at the Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, man.
12 pounds?
Great.
I feel like that's a lot more ketchup than you think it would be.
It's a lot. It's a fucking lot. That's where I buy stuff for the restaurant.
Sam's Club. Have you been to Sam's Club?
I mean, yeah, I've been to Sam's
Everything,
Club.
Yeah, everything's like jumbo size.
Yeah, they sell things in bulk.
In bulk.
And they sell vending machines. You can put all that crap in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to buy a vending machine. That's how
Dude,
I made it.
Let's go buy a vending machine.
Oh my gosh, we should start.
Let's go into Sam's Club.
How much do you think that is? Probably like $1,200, right?
Yeah, it can't be that much.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's
Dude.
Probably,
we need a fucking vending machine for our room.
We do.
Do you know how badass that would be?
They put cereal in it so Danny will pay all
the money. Will that even go in the elevator?
Fuck it. We'll carry it
up
the stairs.
Fuck you.
Hey! That's because we're working out, John. We're actually swole, bitch.
We're lifting up a 400-pound table with five dudes.
That's just because you're not man enough.
You got it. It's not solid. It's hollow. It's a freaking
Listen,
piece of metal.
You got me, you got Travis, you got Swole Daddy Josiah,
Brandon's
Dunzo.
Probably pretty swole.
Brandon.
Dunzo.
Brandon could just pick up the stairs.
I feel like Brandon wouldn't...
He could just lift the elevator.
I feel like he could do it. He would be like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, we'd get him in for one flight.
Yeah.
The stairs. Why can't we live on the fucking ground floor?
Because we live on the penthouse suite?
We live on a certain level that we're not going to disclose.
We're at the top level, right?
Thanks, man.
I mean... That's not the actual level.
Yeah. But it's not exactly fucking hard to deduce.
Okay, do they... Why are you so worried about this?
I don't know, man. Why do we fucking...
You think the guy from San Jose, California is going
to
come out here and...
name from
You think the guy from San Jose, California is going to come out here and visit us?
He might.
Come knock on our door?
That'd be lovely. Snapchat Jacob and set that up.
Hey. But for real.
I don't know. We censored when we said Southern Poly and Kennesaw State University.
That was Josiah.
Yeah. And then
that
you were going to change
Josiah.
It. And we were just like, fuck it.
It's too much work to uncensor stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Like, to censor,
well,
you put a you like highlight an option and click a button to uncensor without having like...
You basically have to redo it.
Having just done that,
mm-hmm.
you're fucked.
Yeah. You basically have to go back to the original audio file.
Yeah, you have to go back.
You basically uncensored it now.
I mean, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, because fuck you, Josiah. I know you don't listen to this shit.
SPSU doesn't even exist anymore.
It's true. I'm really disappointed by how few people actually listen to this.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh,
people that, like
people
are part of it?
People who are on the fucking show.
I'm kind of happy with that, because it means the views that we get are actual people
that...
It
is true.
Yeah,
I do get random shit from people, though. People like, hey, that joke you made at the beginning of episode 5 is pretty shitty. I mean, pretty shitty.
I haven't heard that yet.
Jordan didn't listen to it.
No one has said anything to me, so that means I must be doing good.
Yeah.
Jordan, if you're hearing this, I've never met you, but you seem pretty cool.
No, fuck that guy.
Dude, Jordan is amazing.
Jordan, go fuck yourself. Your friendship.
Jordan, you're on the next episode.
No, fuck off.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah. Next episode, bitch.
How long have we been recording, Jacob?
Like, I'm trying to think with the...
Oh, God.
Like... 50 minutes or so.
Okay, we can go a little bit
less than an hour.
We need to figure a better way so I don't ask that every time.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I mean,
need to be more tentative.
We could always.
You need to be more. You need to be. You.
What do I need to do? I'm watching the time.
Well,
you're the one asking about it.
Call us out. Let's start a Google straw poll right now and we'll vote on it.
Wait, what?
A Google straw poll.
Okay, hold on. But we need to go back to this issue. I'm watching the time.
Okay.
So I know when to cut us off.
Okay.
You're the one that's just worried about it.
I mean, I'm worried.
So you're asking questions.
Yeah.
And then trying to blame it on me.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
Bitch, fuck off.
No, fuck you.
I'll fight you right
fuck
now.
It. Let's go.
He's already got his shirt off. He's
We're gonna fight. We're gonna... Here we go. All right. Ow! Jesus! Oh, God! Oh! Oh!
Jacob, stop! Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Yay!
Man, that was quality entertainment.
Yeah, it was. Everybody that saw that.
Yeah. So.
It's just a bunch of peaks in the audio.
So, what have you guys been up to?
Fucking bitches getting money.
Okay, well, Jacob, you just got back from vacation.
You went to
a sandy area with a large.
I went to PCB, bitches!
Yeah, the one. Panama City Beach.
Get turned as fuck.
I don't know. How far does that name go?
What do you mean?
I feel like everyone knows
PCB? Yeah. That's pretty.
Is it pretty?
Yeah.
Is it?
Countrywide.
Really? I feel like there's so many fucking better places to go if you lived out of state.
Oh, no. There's a lot of. You would be surprised at how many people come from different states to go visit Panama City. It's not.
It's cheap.
It's the name.
It's just
a bunch of kids that want to party.
It's gross. It's sand is like the mud version of sand.
But
it is. It's
I met
gross.
A girl down there that was from Wisconsin.
See, there you go.
Okay, but no, that doesn't count. Fucking Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
What about it?
I mean, that's far enough away to say, like, if someone from Wisconsin knows about it, then it must be pretty, like, nationwide.
Wisconsin. If someone asked you to go to Illinois, you'd do it just to get the fuck out of Wisconsin.
What's wrong with Wisconsin?
I'm not saying...
Have you been to Wisconsin?
I'm not saying...
There's no reason to go to Wisconsin.
It's cold.
It's cold as fuck.
Oh, man.
It probably feels
good. This whole state sucks because it's slightly below 50 degrees.
No. She texted me whenever she got back. She said it was still 60 degrees up there.
What? Like, what is
it? John, I'm going to kill you.
There's like a place up there, like, everything in between Ohio and Wisconsin is, like, irrelevant.
I have family there.
Well, see, it's...
Irrelevant.
Whoa.
It's not like... Oh, they're leaving a great place to come to a greater place? It's the fact that up in Wisconsin, they still know about Panama City, which means it must be pretty nationwide for everybody
really
to hear
Wisconsin.
About.
Like, what the fuck y'all doing, man? Come on.
Man, leave Wisconsin.
Yeah, I love the cold.
At least Ohio got to be important for 10 minutes during the last election.
Yeah, that's true. They had their 15 minutes of fame.
They really did. It was brief.
Do you want to know probably the least relevant state in the entire country?
Indiana?
Montana. Alaska.
At least Indiana has a big-ass city in it.
I feel like Montana's still... It's gotta be North Dakota.
It's one of those.
It's
gotta
be
North
Dakota,
South Dakota, Alaska, or Montana. How about all
of them? No, Alaska's cool, because it's like...
Alaska has its own TV shows.
Alaska, I guess, it's like a
Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Montana's got, like, horses and shit. They got that going on.
Okay,
for
how about the least...
Oh, guys, Alaska has Sarah Palin. They're definitely, like, up there.
Oh, yeah.
They run shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna shoot with my moose rifle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna say I've been looking for information on Montana.
Yeah.
But in my 19 years of life, I haven't heard a single anything about the state.
I don't hear
at all.
I don't hear anything about Illinois.
Okay. Well, I have a relative there. So
I've been to Pennsylvania. I've been to Amish country. That's about as exciting as you think it is.
Yeah.
Like for
there's Hershey.
Literally, yeah. It's like, oh look, here's a house.
There's Hershey up in
there,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. That type 1 diabetes.
They've got the whole like theme park and everything.
Yeah.
Let's go visit.
I went one time.
Travis, let's go visit and John can't go cuz he's a diabetic bitch. Payback, motherfucker. How's that Kingsman movie now?
It's still a really good movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you missed it. It's quality. Anyways, Travis, go ahead. Continue your story. No, go ahead. Ignore
one
Jacob.
One random summer. A guy came up in my driveway, come up to my door, wanted to sell the family some books. He was a salesman.
Yeah. Interesting.
From Montana.
Right. Good for him.
Like, he came from Montana to Georgia
to sell
books.
To you?
I don't know.
To sell something specifically to Travis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How does that guy have your address?
I don't know.
That's what Google... They have Google in Montana?
And
Travis's address is 123 Road Street, Rome, Georgia.
It's 123, I gotta go pee.
Jesus Christ. They know where I live.
They'll find
my,
you.
My two addresses.
Yeah.
The guy from San Jose is gonna come
just gonna
fuck your life up.
What if there's a guy from San Jose and he's like, oh, they're
fine. Mr. Guy from San Jose, I want your Snapchat. Tweet us, please.
Please direct message us on Twitter.
Please.
We'll make you the sole fan of the show.
Don't even, like, direct message us, tweet us, whatever. Just get in contact with us.
Let's collaborate. Can we collaborate with Mr. San Jose?
Yeah.
That's your new
We'll hook up like a what's it called? Fuck.
Skype?
The Google version of it.
Oh, Google Hangout.
Yeah, Hangout. Yeah.
Yeah. One time, speaking of Hershey World or whatever the fuck y'all are talking about, one time I toured like the Jelly Belly factory in California.
Yeah, how did that go?
That is the most 90s ass building I've ever been in. Like,
that's hilarious.
It was like it was the weirdest fucking thing. I kid you not. Like the
did you walk past the computers and it's just a bunch of ones and zeros with a floppy disk
like the
in there,
and it's got like the punch hole paper coming out of it. It was like we're walking down.
Damn.
Like, yeah, it's like not
that's
really
way back then.
But there's like, you know, like the factory floor, and you're like walking above it. And the carpet's like purple with like the green and red triangles. And, like,
oh
yes, squiggles. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
yeah.
It's like purple and it's like red triangles and like green squares and then like a blue like squiggle or something
it's
weird.
Like a carpet.
We'll post a picture
like,
of it in
like
the link dump.
No, it's like I'll show it to you later. It's 80s as fuck. It's 80s and 90s as fuck. And they just like showed it to us. And, like, here on the Jelly Belly floor room, we build the Jelly Bellies for your enjoyment. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like,
have you been outside? We got fucking drones and shit. What are you people doing? Like, here's a picture of George W. Bush made out of jelly beans. I'm like, what the hell?
I guess.
Have you guys seen a phone?
Was it something like that?
No. I'll find it for you.
I mean, that's pretty 90s.
That was just a carpet, yeah.
Okay, I got
like,
you now. I've seen. I know what you're talking about.
It was
shapes
just
on it.
Yeah, it was the weirdest.
I guess I'll use that
thing
in my own.
Like, that's
jokes.
Just 90s.
Yeah, like that.
It's just
like
straight
that.
90s.
Yeah,
it's pretty much that stuff. And then, like, they have, like, the gift shop, and they just sell you, like, jelly beans. That's all.
It's pretty much
it's
like some
beans.
Clown just came and busted a nut all over the carpet.
Yeah, it really was. And, like, I was there, and I was like, what? What are we doing with our lives? This is where we ended up, guys. Family vacation in California. What did you do, John? I saw the fucking Jelly Belly factory.
I went back to the 90s for a day.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Did you walk in with your windbreaker on? Like, the full, like, neon suit?
I was dressed up as Michael Jackson. Yeah. It was like Captain EO up in that bitch. Which you can hear us talk about on episode 4 of the podcast. Cross-promotion. You should go.
We have a podcast?
Have you seen Captain EO?
Yeah, Travis. I've seen it twice. Maybe I haven't. It's all a blur. Captain EO's a blur. It's hard to tell.
It's like that one part where that one elephant did something slightly mischievous.
Erratic?
Michael Jackson was like, Hooter, you bitch. I will kill you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll rip off my skin and fasten it into a knife.
I like the part where they ran through the Death Star.
They
literally go through the Death Star. It's directed by George Lucas. So you
wait,
fucking
what?
Know. There's a part in Captain EO where you're in a spaceship being chased by other gray spaceships,
mm-hmm.
going through a gray corridor with random bridges and things poking out from the bottom, and they're trying to dodge those with green lasers making the Star Wars noise come by them. It's fucking the Death Star.
Nice.
Like, oh, hey, I see you, George. Mm-hmm. No, I feel you. You clearly were fatigued before the prequels.
It's a little sore.
Little sore. It's funny though, because that thing was built in like the 80s or 90s.
See,
so
the thing
like,
is, John John just didn't like it because it was the
Star Wars. It reminded me of Star Wars, and that's when I lost my fucking shit.
He just hated it.
That's when I went to Twitter and I wrote a very, very strongly worded 140 character tweet to George Lucas.
140 character.
I would love to see that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go start shit talking celebrities, but it's long, so I have to do like concise lettering and like it's misspelled.
Yeah.
Like, WTF Tom Cruise, what? W-U-T. R, the letter. U, the letter. Doing, without G.
Doing.
Yeah.
I like that.
With your life.
I think the funniest Star Wars related thing that John John, you over there, have told me.
Yeah, it's me.
Is when, like, you were talking about the new movie and how George Lucas went to the team that are making it, including one of the people that he, like, handpicked or something.
Yeah.
He told them that he wanted to make this new trilogy about, like,
teenagers.
And they were just like, no?
Yeah. Have you heard about that?
No.
George Lucas was like, hey, guys, I had a great idea. I've written for, like, the next trilogy. The main characters are teenagers. And they were like, no, George, that's a cool idea, but we're going another fucking direction with this. I handed the script to J.J. Abrams, and he laughed and lit it on fire in his trash can.
And then stabbed it. I don't
know. Yeah.
The knife's on fire. I don't
know. He threw it outside, and a Disney CEO picked it up and threw it out in the street. Yeah, that was funny. That was pretty harsh to read.
Yeah.
But also, he hasn't watched the new trailer. They came out like 2 months ago, so he's a bag of salt and vinegar chips over there.
Wait, he hasn't seen it?
He hasn't seen it. It was like a week after the trailer, and he's like, I haven't seen it. He didn't see the teaser for like 2 months either.
Do you think he'll pirate it instead of paying for it?
He goes into the theater and he records it on a camcorder and posts it to the internet.
He's like, show them bitches.
He's like selling it like on a mat outside the theater with like DVD cases.
DVD
cases. It's like a photoshopped cover.
He's like, get signed versions of the new Star Wars from George Lucas.
It's like in the theater. He's
no one stops him because they're like, fucking George Lucas.
Like
he must be doing
kid,
this legally.
Like, grabs his hand and like runs off faster. You want to buy bootleg Star Wars, kids? Don't look at him.
I just wanted to have a commentary in it.
Mommy, like, who's that? That's a bastard who ruined a beloved franchise. Bastard.
Oh, God. Just like he's filming it, turns the camera. See that? There's dog shit. No.
Yeah, that's his commentary.
More CGI.
What the fuck? Where's Jar Jar? He was very pinnacle.
Where's Jar Jar?
I loved him. My favorite character.
He was the lead role.
Secretly, that was the whole point. You know, Neville's secretly the chosen one in Harry Potter. That's what Jar Jar is.
I saw that in film
theater. I don't actually know. I'm pretty sure George Lucas sounds more like this. More of a Steve, or more of a Bill Gates voice.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not growls like we're giving him.
Oh no, we kind of went for like Rick voices for that.
We kind of did. That's kind of consumed my life.
Dude, Rick is great.
Rick, yeah.
Have you seen Rick and Morty, Jacob?
No.
You need to watch Rick and Morty. It's on Hulu. It's pretty fucking great.
You and Hulu. I don't live off of Hulu.
You can use mine.
This is, yeah.
www.johnjohn.com/antsinmypants:http://
404 not
clown found. Dick
clown
dot
dick.
Ninja
dot ninja.
I feel like I'm five again.
Why?
Because you're literally saying all that.
I'm pretty amped right now.
You gotta wait for the dial-up.
Cause we just worked out. We just worked out. It's hot in here.
So it's hot as fuck.
So my senses are going. So, which is why I have all the... And I've been watching Rick and Morty, so I've been doing all this, like, shitty improv. So get ready for that for the next 12 months.
Oh,
like, John, to tell a joke. Oh, Morty, really fucking shit, man. Fucking shit.
John, we're not friends anymore.
Fucking, I'll be there for you.
Oh, you're snapping.
Cease and desist.
No, why are you snapping? No.
It's bashed on friends, right?
A song out of that?
Yeah.
You bash on friends every chance you get.
I hate friends.
Friends too.
We already talked about this last week.
Though. Yeah, we already talked.
I'm
Travis.
So
fucking listened to last week's episode that hasn't been edited or posted yet.
Oh shit! Behind the scenes, peeling back the curtain.
I actually do need to catch up, and I feel really bad about it. I'll think about that tonight.
Unacceptable.
Like Lemongrab from Adventure Time, who was voiced by the guy who voices Rick and Morty. Let's see how I brought that back to Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay, time
Rick
to end.
Aw, guys, no.
Just say something about Rick.
Go ahead, say something about Rick.
The way he talks is great.
Yeah.
Because he'll be talking. He's a huge alcoholic. There's always a bit of stuff on
like
his
drool.
Lip.
Yeah.
And he's old. And he's always like, whenever he talks, he'll randomly, like, burp.
But he keeps going.
Like, he talks through the burp.
Yeah.
He's like, Morty, we have to go into the third dimension to get the turtles.
Morty. It's really good. All right, so it's a wrap-up. Jacob's giving me that look.
Yeah, it's time to go bye-bye.
I love all of
especially
you.
Since we did a
except for
two-hour episode
you,
last
you, Carrie.
Week. Carrie?
Fuck you.
Carrie?
Leave Carrie
I
alone.
See you. I know what you're doing.
Leave
you're
him alone.
Dumbass
wait,
grin.
Are you talking about a girl or a guy?
No, either. Both of you.
Leave
it's 2015.
Leave the Carries alone.
Man, fuck
yeah.
Carrie with an I and Carrie with a Y.
Man, fucking Carrie coming in here.
That's
his
ex, Jacob.
Thinks he/she / I'm ill-informed on this subject. Walking in, think they're hot shit. Like they're all. Oh,
Carrie is a beautiful
I'm King
person.
King Carrie got all the great stuff. No,
leave
no.
Carrie alone.
The only people I like
leave
are
Carrie
Mr. San
alone.
Jose, love you, babe, and bananas.
Mr. San Jose,
from the
bro.
Nintendo World Championship 2015.
What if it's a girl listening to us in San Jose?
Yeah, you just messed that one up. I tried to fix it, but
hook
it
me
just
up.
Kept going.
Hook me up, fam. I got you on Snapchat.
And it, the second it turns into a girl, like you're like, date me.
Immediately.
No, I'm not looking for a relationship.
But dude, what about bananas?
That's your girl.
No, it's not. That's not fucking.
That's your girl, John.
No.
Definitely not.
You're the one into bananas.
Dude.
Whoa, I just brought it up.
I prefer oranges.
I thought it was nifty that the chick from the thing is from the place that we live near.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Kinda. It's not that far.
Yeah, not that
it's
far.
2 hours away.
That's no. It's less than
an hour and a half.
Yeah. Same difference.
Yeah, no, listen, you know what, fine, fuck you, bananas.
Oh, John now wants to fuck bananas.
No, fucking!
This is bullshit. End the recording. How do I end the recording?
Love you.
You don't.